94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
The director of the Benton Harbor Library, Kat, is here, and you can't see her, but her hair is fabulous.
Thank you.
Is it pink?
Yes.
I have had pink hair in the spring and in October, and I'm really jealous of your pink hair right now. Looks great.
Thank you.
How have you been?
Good. Busy.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So what are some of the things, I'm just curious, that the Benton Harbor Library has done over the last few months? Get us updated on some of the cool things.
We were part of the Downtown Trick or Treat event, which that was awesome.
Uh-huh.
We had hundreds of kids that got to get treats.
I heard it was huge.
Yes. Okay. Our therapy dog, Bolt, was down there.
Uh-huh. Wait, didn't you guys do, too, you were the meeting place for the St. Joe Benton Harbor 5K?
Yes, for the turkey trot.
Yes.
Yes.
How was that?
That was good. That was cold.
I was home sleeping.
I was there, and I was outside pointing people to the sign-in and the registration, and... Mm-hmm. I had like four layers on. I was still cold.
And so in addition to just doing some fun things like that, you guys also have regular classes and activities that you always do. You're here today to kind of tell me about, first of all, the one book discussion that you're having upcoming and also the new scheduling that you're putting together.
Yes.
So how, I guess, frequently does the schedules and activities change?
It depends. I wouldn't say seasonally, but sometimes in the new year, we try to come up with some new events and some fun programs, especially because there's always so much to do, especially in the good months, you know, when people can go outside, they can go to the beach, they can go to music festivals, everything. Mm-hmm. February, January, there's not always as much to do, so we try to give people some more variety and things to do at that time.
I like it. So what are we looking at? What do you want to cover first? Schedules?
Well... One thing that's coming up is we're going to work on a yoga class.
Oh, that's different. Yeah. You would never think yoga at the library.
Yeah, it's going to be a family yoga class.
Okay.
And we're planning a 6-week session that should start in January.
Okay.
And it'll be like every other week, and kids and parents and everyone can be involved.
How much does it cost to do something like this?
Free.
I love it. Who do you think will be hosting, or who will be the instructor?
We had a yoga instructor in during the summer, and she wanted to come back and do more classes, so we're working out the... finalization with her to come back.
Great. Now, where does yoga take place in the library?
In our auditorium.
We can't do yoga like around all the books.
We might have to, depending on how many things we end up going on at one time.
That is hilarious.
And if we can keep it going, we might be able to go outside in the nicer weather.
Okay. So we're thinking yoga. What else?
We are having, like you mentioned, our one book discussion. Okay. It's kind of also a family idea, a family book group. It's the book Wonder that the movie is just coming out with.
Okay.
About the boy with the facial deformity.
Yes, Julie Roberts, right? She's in that. I know a lot of people went and saw that in the theaters. What's it called?
Wonder.
Wonder. Okay. So was that based on a book then?
Yes.
Okay. So then this is the book that we're going to be doing that. Now, you said one book discussion, and I know that you know what that means right away.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like, what the heck is that?
Like, people be like, one book, one community.
Yep.
So we tend to just shorten it. But it's the idea of a community coming together and reading one title to discuss it and, you know, shared in the reading experience.
Now, is this just something that only the Benton Harbor Library is doing, or it's not amongst other libraries that will choose?
Not this title. Other libraries do, and sometimes our Overdrive system does that. They'll highlight a title that can be checked out by any number of people.
Yep.
And then people can have discussions about it.
So how does the discussion happen, or where do they take place?
Upstairs in the auditorium.
Okay.
With snacks. And we have free copies of the book, and then hopefully people take them home and read them.
Yeah. Well, that's the point, is you know, take the book home, you read it, you
It is the point.
Maybe write down what you thought of it,
yes.
And you maybe highlight favorites, and okay.
Although one thing I've also said with, like, the teen book discussions I've done, sometimes you just don't like a book.
True.
And you can have a really good discussion about why you don't like a book.
That would be something I would like to take part in. Let's just talk about why we didn't like something.
Well, I remember one time we had this really interesting discussion about a book where I think like a girl self-harmed and one of our kids had no idea where that could come from, you know.
Right.
And it was actually a really good learning experience for the teen to be like, well, some people have this inclination.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I guess, how many of these books do you have? Is it free to participate in this?
It's free.
Okay.
We've got at least a dozen or so.
And then when can I stop by and pick up my book?
Anytime we're open, you just come upstairs. All we ask is you fill out a little form so we can remind you about the discussion.
Yeah. Can I ask you what your suggestion might be for age to do something like this? Or
that book, I would say probably later elementary, middle school, and up.
How often do you do stuff like this?
We try to do it every couple of months or at least seasonally.
Okay.
It depends on when we can work in time to get the auditorium open for us.
Got it. How many people typically participate in the discussion once they read it?
A couple families.
Okay.
And actually, I mean, it's sometimes you'll have a book group and it looks kind of sad because there's only like three people. But you know what? You get too many people together talking about a book.
That's
it's
true.
Actually overwhelming. So we've had, you know, maybe like 6 or 8 or something like that. And that's actually really a good number.
Well, it's a great idea to do it as a family. Like mm-hmm. that you said, a few families, because that way everyone can read the book and then your family can discuss it. And then you can also discuss it.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's, I guess, pick up the book, what, your Christmas break.
Yeah.
Read it. And then the discussion will actually take place in January.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like it. So I know you have this all posted somewhere where I can find this.
Yes, our website. We have our calendar. I just worked on updating it, and we have an app now.
Oh, okay. Tell me about the app, Kat.
We're trying it out to see how people like it. But you can go to the Android store or the iTunes store or Apple store.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. I have an iPhone. I don't know. Apple store?
And you can get the Benton Harbor Public Library app. I think it's like BEHPL.
Sure, if you just type in Benton Harbor Library.
Yeah, if you look up Benton Harbor Library, there's a calendar that I populated, and hopefully it works.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, you can search our catalog and do things like that from that app instead of having to load the website, which doesn't always like mobile phones.
Okay. Now, I do know I also get a kind of weekly update every so often of email. Is that something that people can sign up for, too? How does that
work? I need to put the sign-up sheet back on our website. I love technology, and I'm pretty good at most things, but I tried to figure that out and couldn't. Uh-huh. So I gave it to somebody at the library, and he figured it out.
Good. Probably just stop in the library, too, and let everyone know.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on? I want details.
We've got our Facebook page as well.
There you go.
And I'm working on getting more flyers out in the community because mm-hmm. some people aren't Facebookers, and so, mm-hmm. you know, getting stuff up in City Hall, other places.
Now, and I know all this, but people might not remember or might not have tuned in segments past. Mm-hmm. You do something, I feel like there's something fun going on every day. Craft Day, can we go over what those days are again?
We've had things like on Tuesdays, sometimes on Tuesday evenings, we have crafts out, there are things you can do every day. We got a puppet stage that kids can play with all the time. Mm-hmm. We got these little teach me tubs, which are mm-hmm. different themed tubs. Once a month, we have gaming afternoons. Yep. We have Swahili on Fridays.
Mm-hmm. Different language.
A totally different language for people to learn. It's free.
Yep.
And it's really in need for translators.
Okay.
It's a very, very needed language.
Okay. This is just a few of the things that you do. I feel like you come up with a lot of really unique things.
It's fun. It's fun to get to, you know, kind of try new things because that's the whole point of the library is
learning. Information
and learning and trying new things. So
we're going to read Wonder
and
we're going to also try yoga.
Yes.
looking ahead too, it's crazy to me. I cannot believe that we're already going into 2018. But what does things look like for next year for you?
Well, one thing to keep in mind, it's far on the horizon. And more people come to you and talk to you about it, I'm sure, is Fandom Fest.
I was going to ask you about that, if you're going to do that again.
We've got it set for June 9.
Okay.
So we're working on the planning stages now.
Did you do that around that time last year?
It was a little earlier. We had a date set, and we were all ready to go. And then we realized that C2E2, which is also a big comic and geek convention, was set for the same weekend. And that's in Chicago.
So real quickly, for anyone who doesn't understand what Fandom Fest is.
It's basically a homebrew comic convention. It's a comic convention that we have here, so people who might not be able to go to Chicago, Indy, Detroit, get to have a fun experience. We're looking to expand it this year. Yeah. It should be bigger, a little bit longer. We got more libraries involved.
Cool. So that's another thing to listen for, and you'll come in and tell me about it when you're ready, but you'll start planning that.
Oh, yeah. We had a nice meeting yesterday, and we got our assignments all ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
What about anything in February for Valentine's Day that you plan?
I will definitely have Valentine's crafts out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying
to make something romantic.
Yeah, and like a nice Valentine. And the kids can make them for their moms.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
You know, I always try to tell the kids, like, Christmas parties, Valentine's Day.
There you go.
Make something for your parents. They will appreciate it.
They will.
They'll keep it.
Okay.
My husband, sometimes not so much.
You better keep that or else.
Yeah.
All right. So real quick, Kat's been here from the Benton Harbor Library. If you completely missed everything we're talking about, they are doing a one book discussion, which is going to take place in January.
Yes.
Date to be determined. You'll figure that out later towards the end of January,
it's,
you thinking?
We have the date set. It's the time that's to be determined.
Okay, got
it. January 20th is going to be the discussion.
Okay.
The book is available now.
Okay.
And we do have some fun activities all during the winter break that kids are available. We'll have something going every afternoon. So come in, activate with your kids or have an activity, get a book.
I like it. Rather than just sitting at home and watching TV.
Yeah.
They can play in the snow and go to the library.
Exactly.
Okay. Make sure you like Benton Harbor Library on Facebook. Yes. Even better, find the new app.
Yes.
Very exciting. Congrats on that. Just Benton Harbor Library into the App Store and you should be able to find it. And we're missing anything, Kat?
Not right now. That's what we have in stone so far. We're still working on some more things. Well,
you guys always have so much going on. Just if you want something to do, go to the library in Benton Harbor.
It's fun. It's a little crazy, but it's always nice to have stuff for people to do and be able to tell them, oh, by the way, our party's this next weekend or don't forget this, the art hop, this and that.
Exactly. Keep them busy. Makes things fun, right? Keeps it interesting.
Yep.
Well, as always, thanks for coming to tell me about it. And
thanks
have a very good
us.
Christmas.
You too.
Got something to say with Lindsay K. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay K. From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest.